This is JIS News. Coming up, government continues to implement measures to reduce vehicle emissions. GOJ health card registration off to a good start. And newly certified land surveyors urged to procure necessary GPS equipment. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the license, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness. Restore the justice.
My brethren, the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less life, more life. No gun, no knife. We the blessed of life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. The government is actively pursuing measures to increase the use of cleaner fuel on the island and further reduce vehicle emissions. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says the National Energy Policy provides for the introduction of natural gas into the energy mix, which will eventually allow motorists to use natural gas-based vehicles. In the interim, vehicle emissions can be reduced by using low-sulfur and lead-free fuels in combination with vehicles outfitted with emissions control devices.
The benefits from such interventions are well documented. For example, the global elimination of leaded petrol is estimated to result in an overall global benefit of $2.45 trillion per year, including over 1.2 million premature deaths avoided per year, of which it is estimated that 125,000 are children. And this is from the Journal of Environmental Health out of the UK.
Minister Robinson was addressing a regional conference on cleaner fuels and more efficient vehicles. The conference was organized by the United Nations Environment Programme, the FIA Foundation, and the CARICOM Secretariat. The Ministry of Health is reporting that registration for the new Government of Jamaica GOJ health card is off to a good start. Registration for the card began Monday, February 3, at health facilities across the island. The card will be the primary means by which citizens can access health services, including pharmaceuticals in the public sector. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says registration will also be facilitated at the ministry's head office and the National Health Fund, NHF.
The National Health Fund will be in charge of processing applications, printing and mailing cards. Persons who already have a NHF card will not be required to apply for the GOJ card. They can simply use their NHF card in lieu of the GOJ card.
Use of the card begins March 3, 2014 at public health facilities island-wide. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change is urging newly certified land surveyors to procure the necessary global positioning systems GPS equipment. Portfolio Minister Robert Pickersgill says this will allow them to utilize the services of the government's virtual reference station, codenamed gfix.net, to assist in providing accurate data collection.
It is you who provide the measurements and the objective information related to surveying, mapping, and cartography to help to decide the size and configuration of a parcel of land, whether the owner or intended owner is an individual, a group of persons, a company, an organization, or the state.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking at a recent presentation ceremony for four new land surveyors. He says the addition to the list of certified surveyors is critical to boosting the government's land titling program. And the government is to create additional classroom spaces at the secondary level with the expansion of 33 secondary schools during the 2014-2015 fiscal year. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the move is part of continued measures to eliminate the shift system in schools.
The increased number of places that we have adverted to, I want to make it clear that we're not borrowing any more money to do it. We must use that which we have to better advantage with greater economy and prudence in order to achieve the objectives that we need.
The minister was addressing the dedication and opening ceremony for the Bel Air High School in Mandeville, Manchester recently. Once a private institution, Bel Air became a grant-aided school in September. Some $40 million was spent to build 8 additional classrooms and other facilities at the school to accommodate more students. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.